Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. Little Al Green bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Joel Barker. Joel is a futurist, outstanding, leading, legendary futurist, the author of Future Edge, the author of Five Regions of the Future. His latest film is Innovation at the Verge. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel?
Right.
And also StarThrower.com.
Yep. And at JoelBarker.com, they can click on a thing called A Short Look at the Long View, and it's what I'm... stuff like we're talking about today, but we don't get to. They can see other things on that.
So check that out, folks. I know you'll benefit from that. Okay, Joe, let's move over to some of the other things you're telling us. You want to tell us about a greenhouse on top of the supermarket. What's that all about?
It is wonderful, isn't it? New York City. New York City farming. You don't do farming in New York City.
Nah.
Actually, you do. And a company called Gotham Greens is collaborating with a grocery store, Whole Foods, 20,000 square foot rooftop, covered with glass, really instrumented with lots of technology so you know what's going on, and they are growing the high-value greens,
mm-hmm.
you know, like buttercup lettuce and stuff like
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty is it's 365 days a year, weather doesn't make any difference, and the delivery mechanism is walking it downstairs or running it down the elevator. So,
and the way if they do this the way, I have a friend who's doing hydroponics, and who's doing vertical agriculture as well as he's doing as well as traditional, and I've seen his tomato plants,
yep.
where there are four or five stacked on top of each other, hanging,
yep.
and you might think, well, isn't all that dirt going to collapse the building? Well, there's some of that, but a lot of it's styrofoam.
Exactly, and what a lot of people don't understand is the weight of most soil is the sand in the soil, not the organic.
Right. Right.
So if you take out the organics. Now, the other thing your friend has done, which is brilliant, is by growing tomatoes close like that, you don't have to grow those hard, woody, hard-to-eat, tough things that won't squash. You can
right.
actually grow a delicate tomato
mm-hmm.
that tastes really good. This is a big deal because there are square footage all over cities that are being unused now
right.
that can be turned
well,
into
and
farmland.
Think about the produce trucks that we could cut out going through the middle. They block the cross streets in New York City, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
or bringing a lot of fresh produce to people in the inner cities. I mean, what about that? So this is a way. You know, we've all in America we live in a horizontal world, right? Because we got a lot of land.
Yep. Yep.
But we never really think about stacking things on top of each other. And we got all this. You know, we can go all the way up to heaven, can't we?
Just about. And by the way, this is a logistics issue.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing stuff in from California to New York, because they have a lot of flat land out there, all of a sudden New York is growing a substantial portion of it in their own area, which produces jobs, by the way.
Right.
Those are 365-day-a-year jobs.
I want to switch over and talk about this brain imaging, this MRI. This is a
yes.
completely different topic, folks. Go
yep.
ahead,
yep.
Joe.
Well, next thing, if you want, I actually checked it. If you Google new brain image or orderly brain, either of those two words, you'll get a picture of the brain network that has for the first time been mapped out by the Mass General, the hospital in
mm-hmm.
Boston, with the most powerful MRI in the world. It uses megawatts of energy. It's so powerful.
Hmm.
But here's what's so important about the discovery. It is an orderly pattern. You can make sense of it by looking at it. We, you know, before we thought, what? How does this thing go together? We don't understand this at all.
You're Guess saying what? The brain is orderly.
Completely. You can see networks.
Almost like a grid.
Better. Almost like a looking down at a city map.
Wow.
Little streets, big streets, freeways. and it's not only mapped for just the shape, but it's also mapped for function. So we are now at a place, somebody called it the greatest breakthrough in the 20th century for
wow.
brain research.
Think of what that could do for people with dementia issues, Alzheimer's, what they're learning about that.
Well, once you map a normal brain, you can map the others and see what's going on.
And tell when things are getting bad. All right, let's move down. So, folks, this is good news. We'll keep you posted on that. What about these memory implants? I could use one of those.
Well, actually, we just mentioned Alzheimer's is an issue. We want to get a cure, but if we can't get a cure, what if we could, in fact, replace the biological memory with silicon memory? And that's the work of Thomas Berger, who is a biomedical engineer who was called crazy, by the way, when he started.
Mm-hmm.
He now has literally run tests with rats using this memory technology where they teach the rat something, like, for instance, this picture over this picture, making a choice, and then the electronic memory is watching the brain patterns that are being formed, and it's capturing them. Then they give the rat a blast of chemicals that erases what it learned in its own memory, but it still remembers through the artificial.
This sounds like that memory. Men in Black flashy thing, doesn't it?
You know, yes, it is. Except in this case, you have a backup memory system,
right?
That they've been able to. So the rat does the right thing, responds the right way, even though we know for sure from other research that when you run that chemical through their brain, they can't remember. But now they do.
Very interesting.
Very simple right now, but what Berger says is he has figured out the code for how the cells store the memory. And that's the key.
You can
pulse out the information in the same code, they remember and respond.
This is exciting stuff. Hey, Joel, this stuff could help people like you and me live to be 100. But here's the question. Do we want to see what the world looks like when we're 100?
I'm not so sure. Yes.
Joel says yes. I'm still questioning a little bit. When we come back, you know the James Bond movie, which one was it, where the bad guy had the laser and he was shooting things out of the air from space?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got a story about something like that after these messages with our good friend Joe Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.